Title: Concrete Ecosystem. Ragga-Cut Distort in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a super practical drum and bass vocal effect that I call the Concrete Ecosystem. If you've ever heard Jungle or Rollers where a ragga shout hits, and then it bounces off the track like it's echoing through a rough, hard room, but it still stays clean and punchy, with the drums, that's the vibe. The big idea is this. Ragga-Cuts are not just samples, they're rhythmic weapons, and the trick is using throws, not leaving an echo on all the time, but momentarily opening a send so the echo answers the vocal, then getting out of the way so your snare and bass stay king. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable setup, a clean ragga-cut track, a concrete echo return with tempo lock delay, dirt, and filtering, and optional distortion blending if you want extra rude boy energy. Let's go step by step. First, session setup. Put your project tempo at 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is the zone, but 174 is a great start. Drop in a basic drum loop so you can hear timing immediately. Classic pattern, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Even if your drums are temporary, it's important, because the echo has to land in the pocket. If it's not grooving against the snare, it's not going to feel like DNB. Now create an audio track and name it Ragga-Cuts. Next, choose and prep your ragga sample. Drag a ragga vocal onto that track. Go down to clip view. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to Complex Pro. That's a solid default for vocals. Now, small coaching note. If you're using very short one shots, you may not even need heavy warping. Once you've trimmed the sample and your project tempo is stable, you can try turning warp off to reduce artifacts. But for now, leave it on while we edit. Find a short phrase. Think pull up. Badman, come again. Keep it short, an eighth note to a bar is perfect. Ragga works best as punctuation, not a speech. Now we do the core sampling move, make tight cuts. Here's the simple beginner method. Zoom in, trim the clip start so there's no dead air before the word. Trim the end so it stops cleanly, then add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. 2 to 10 milliseconds is plenty. If the fades control isn't visible, just make sure the clip fades are enabled in Live and drag a tiny fade at the edges. Once it's tight, consolidate. Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. That gives you a clean, self-contained vocal hit you can reuse. If you want the more flexible method for later, you can slice to MIDI and play the ragga like a drum kit. But for this lesson, one tight audio cut is totally fine. Before we go into effects, let's do one thing beginners skip. Gain staging. Click the clip and adjust clip gain so your loudest shout is not slamming the track meter. A good target is peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS before any processing. This matters a lot, because distortion and saturation react wildly differently depending on input level. We want predictable dirt, not accidental chaos. Now we make the ragga sit like a DNB element. Clean, controlled, and centered. First device. EQ8. Put a high-pass filter around 130 Hz. You can move it between 100 and 160 depending on the sample. The goal is simple. Don't let the ragga compete with your sub and low drums. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh or spitty, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Second device. Compressor. Set ratio to 3 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the consonants still pop. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The ragga should feel steady, not randomly jumping out. Third device, utility. If the sample is weirdly wide or facey, bring width to around 80 to 100%. In most DNB mixes, ragga callouts punch best when they're mostly center. We'll make the echo wide later. Cool. Now we build the concrete echo. This is the secret sauce. We're going to keep the dry vocal clean and put the echo and dirt on a return track. That way you can throw only certain words into the effect. Create a return track and name it a concrete echo. On this return, we're going to build a chain in this order. First, echo. Turn sync on. Choose a time like 1/8 note or 1/4 note. Start with 1/8 if you want it tighter and more rolling. 1/4 is more dramatic and spacious. Set feedback around 35 to 55%. Try to keep it under 60% while you learn, because too much feedback turns into a wash fast. Dry wet should be 100%, because this is a return. Add a little character noise, like 5 to 15%, just for texture. Keep modulation low, maybe 2 to 8%, just enough to feel alive without drifting out of time. Now use Echo's built-in filters. High-pass the Echo around 250 to 450 Hz. This is huge. It stops the Echo from muddying the groove. Then low-pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Start around 8 or 9 kHz. You can go darker for heavier stuff. Second, saturator. This is where Rega Cut Distort comes in, but notice we're distorting the repeats, not necessarily the dry vocal. Pick a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 10 dB. Start low, then creep up until the echoes feel aggressive. Turn on soft clip if it's gang spiky, and trim the output so the return doesn't jump in level. You want dirt, not surprise loudness. Third, auto filter. This is the concrete feeling. Concrete is band limited and kinda brutal. Try band pass, and set it roughly so it focuses the echo in the mid-range. Something like 700 Hz up to 3 kHz is a great starting zone. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%, just enough to make it speak. Teacher tip, if your distorted echoes turn to mush and you lose intelligibility, do a tiny boost around 2 to 4 kHz on the return only. Just 1 or 2 dB with a wide Q. That brings back the talk without cranking volume. Fourth, a compressor on the return. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 80 to 200 ms. Just a few dB of reduction. The goal is to keep the echo tail consistent so it doesn't randomly leap out. Fifth, utility. This is where we can make the echoes feel wide behind the drums. Set width around 120 to 160%. If it starts sounding like the echo is outside the track or disconnected from the vocal, reduce width. Also, to avoid random stereo smear, you can use utility's bass mono so lower energy stays centered. Set bass mono around 200 to 300 Hz. That keeps the low mid of the echo from wobbling the mix. Optional concrete room enhancement, if you want it. Put a small reverb before echo on the return. Small size, short decay under 1 second, low cut fairly high, and keep the mix low. You're not trying to hear reverb. You're trying to feel a slap off a wall that the echo then repeats. Now we do the fun part, throws. Go back to your Rega Cuts track. Find Sendai. Start with it all the way down. Then slowly raise it until you hear the echo. Great, but here's the rule. Think throws, not always on effects. Most of the time, keep the send low, like minus infinity to minus 20 dB. Then automate it to spike only on certain words, usually the last word of a phrase. For example, if the sample says pull up, you might keep pull mostly dry, then spike the send right on up for an eighth note or a quarter note, then drop it back down fast. Now the echo answers the vocal instead of smearing it. Even better, you can do a call and response trick. As you raise the send, slightly dip the dry vocal volume just on the last syllable using clip volume automation. That makes it feel like the room grabs the word and carries it away. Now, let's talk distortion options. Option 1. The mix-friendly classic. Distort only the echo. Just push saturate or drive on the return. If it gets fizzy, lower the low-pass filtering after distortion. 6 to 10 kHz is the control zone. Darker is usually safer in DNB. Option 2. Parallel distortion on the vocal itself. Add an auto effect rock on the Rega Cuts track. Make two chains, one clean, one dirty. On the dirty chain, use overdrive or roar if you want a modern live 12 edge. With overdrive, aim the frequency around 1 to 2.5 kHz. Add drive until it bites, then EQ after it. High pass 150 to 250 Hz. Low pass 6 to 9 kHz. Then blend it in quietly. Seriously, even 90% clean and 10% dirty can sound massive. The clean keeps intelligibility, the dirty adds attitude. Now arrangement. This is where most people either nail it or ruin it. For pre-drop hype in an 8-bar build, use 1 or 2 phrases max. Make one big throw every 2 bars, not every bar. And try automating the returns filter darker into the drop, like low pass moving from 10k down to 5k. Then at the drop, kill the send back down so the track suddenly feels dry and huge. In the drop, think in 4-bar blocks. Put a Rega statement at bar 1, a variation at bar 5, an answer at bar 9, and a final push at bar 13. Then make heavier throws at the end of each 4-bar chunk. Those throws become signposts, telling the listener where they are in the structure. For jungle switch-ups, slice to MIDI and trigger tiny hits on offbeats, like the end of 2 and 4. But keep it sparse. If your drums are fast, the vocal needs to be even more intentional. Quick troubleshooting before we practice. If your echo turns into a wash, lower feedback. Stay under 60%. If the echo fights the snare, high pass the return harder, like 350 to 500 Hz. And you can also duck the return with sidechain compression from the snare, ratio 4 to 1, fast attack, release around 80 to 160 ms, just enough so the snare cuts through and the echo tucks behind it. If distortion fizz is ruining the mix, low pass after distortion, always. If warping sounds weird, try Complex instead of Complex Pro, or tighten the clip and disable warp on short hits. Now, a 15-minute mini exercise to lock this in. Pick 3 Raga one-shots. Make an 8-bar loop. Place one phrase at bar 2. At bar 4, place a phrase and do a throw. At bar 6, place a different phrase. At bar 8, place a phrase and do a bigger throw into the loop restart. Automate send so the small throw peaks around minus 18 dB, and the big throw peaks around minus 8 to minus 12 dB. Don't worry about exact numbers, but use them as a guide. Then bounce the loop to audio, or resample it, and listen like a DJ would. Can you still clearly hear the snare as the main statement? Do the echoes feel like they answer the vocal rhythmically? And can you understand the words on small speakers? One last advanced idea to level you up. Print your best throw. Make a new audio track called Echo Print. Set input to resampling, or directly from Return A if you only want the effect. Record only when you do a big throw. Now you can chop that tail, reverse it, fade it, and use it as transitions. That's how you get those pro, intentional moments without relying on constant effects. Let's recap what you built. A clean Raga cut track with EQ, compression, and stable gain staging. A concrete echo return. Echo into saturator, then filtering and dynamics, then width, and most importantly, a throw workflow, so the effect is hype when it happens, but never clutters your drums.